Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to the Intuitive Eating Podcast, your number one source for intuitive eating success. Hosted by mental health coach Martita Robinson, MA. Quick disclaimer, Martita is not a licensed therapist. If you need medical help, please consult with a medical professional. Let's get started. Here's your host, Martita.
Hello, welcome, welcome. So glad you're here. Me and my family are in Philly right now, and summer has definitely begun. It is so hot. We were sweating bullets yesterday. We went to this beautiful park, gorgeous park. It was this huge castle, wooden castle, and it was just amazing. And it was so hot. We were there for about an hour before the kids started complaining that it was just too warm. So summer's definitely here. I'm going to have to find some indoor stuff to do with the kids. Still play outside, but maybe hit the streets earlier in the day and then later in the evening. But nothing compares to Texas. I still don't think that anything up here in the northern area of the U.S. compares to Texas. And if you're from Texas, you get it. That heat there is just, oh my gosh, insane. All right, so glad you're here again. Today we're going to talk about something that one of my members of the Food Freedom Nation asked me the other day. And they asked about serving sizes and really how to overcome that, how to treat it, how to deal with it. Serving sizes are a challenge because just like everything else with intuitive eating, you're unraveling these old belief systems. You're breaking down the old foundation, right? It's like one of the biggest things I teach is that you're breaking down your old belief systems, your old foundation. And one of the things that we used to look at were the serving sizes to kind of gauge on how much we should eat, the calories in something, you know, how much it's going to mean to us when we eat it physically. So, you know, being a part of that world, serving sizes were huge. We'd pay attention to them. We would stick to them. They were our gauge on hunger, right? We didn't really pay attention to hunger before. We paid attention to how many calories were in something, how much something was worth energetically in the calorie and fat grams. Now, as an intuitive eater, you're having to overcome this because you no longer listen to outside forces basing your hunger on these same things. Now you're listening to yourself. You're paying attention to your body and your body's wants and needs. You're paying attention to your intuition. You're paying attention to your wants, your hunger. Those are your gauges. So moving away from diet life to intuitive eating requires a complete dismissal of serving sizes. Here are some tips on how to get over the serving size challenge. So first of all, don't even turn the box around. Don't look at serving sizes anymore. That's the first tip I can give you. And this is huge. Don't look at it. You're going to be compelled to look at it. You're going to want to look at it because it's habit. Don't look at it. Serving size, calories, fat grams, all that stuff has nothing to do with intuitive eating. It's not your life anymore. Rather than look at it, what you can do is just feel the package in your hand. Feel the package in your hand. Do your normal. Is this going to feel good? How much of this do I need to feel really good? And then if you need a couple of the packages, take a couple of the packages out. So, for example, like Hot Pockets. We have this thing here in America. They're kind of like calzones. If you've heard of calzones, an Italian kind of pizza bread. Bread with cheese and different things inside. And in the box, there's normally two of them. So before you go looking at the serving size, just take it out of the box. And I've talked about food shopping. So if you don't really know how to food shop, go back to my episode on food shopping. But take it out of the box. Just feel it. Get a sense of it. Start using your own intuition. Practice using your intuition. Feel the hot pocket. Feel the food in your hand, but just referring to hot pockets. But just feel the food in your hand and ask yourself, is this going to be enough? Is this going to satisfy me? Will this feel good? And your body will tell you if that's what you want. For one, if it's something that's going to feel good in your body, if it's what you want, you'll get a light pull. It'll be like a yes when you're holding it. If it's not something that you want, you'll get a no when you're holding it. It'll feel like just there. And a lot of times your body will just push you away from it. It'll like literally, it'll tell you no. This is more for the advanced type of intuitive eating. Once you get past all the emotional stuff, you can start really looking for that. Because you really want to, especially when you begin intuitive eating, if you're a heavy emotional eater, if you had disordered eating, if you're just really emotional, period, you want to learn how to separate emotion from intuition. All right. So in the beginning, this is going to be a challenge. I wouldn't suggest focusing on this too much. But for the advanced intuitive eater, once you get past it, you'll start to really feel and sense a loud and blaring no when it comes to food that your body doesn't want. And then you put it back. That's not what you want for the day. Now, if it is what you want and you have it in your hand and you're like, is this going to feel good? Do I need one or two? It'll pull you to grab another one if that's what you want. Your body is so beautiful. Your intuition is so beautiful. It literally answers any question you have for yourself. And this doesn't even have to do with food. You can test this in all areas of your life. It's proven with so many different things. But for intuitive eating, it will talk to you. Your intuition will speak. But you got to get past all those emotions first. So if emotions are a problem for you, head over to Food Freedom Nation. That's my specialty and that's what we really dive into there. But for now, listen to yourself. If you want one or two, grab the two. If you find that you want more after that, then go ahead. Have no guilt. Go get a third. Who cares? It's all just food. Just make sure that when you go to eat, it's something that you want. That's the only important thing. Feel good with what you're eating, right? When you eat it, how does it taste? Is it tasting good? Do you want more? Are you happy as you eat? Okay, that's the indicator that the food is satisfying and that it's what your body wants. Happiness, satisfaction. So that's my first tip on really getting past the serving size thing. Moving past looking at the serving size. Don't look anymore. Just ignore serving sizes completely. Start to tell yourself that serving size for me is how hungry I am, how much I want something, how much is going to taste good, feel good in my body. This is your serving size. It's all based on you. Intuitive eating is all coming from within yourself. So that's number one. Get rid of even looking. Don't look anymore. Move into feeling state. Feel how food feels. How does it feel on your plate? How does it feel as you take your bite? Pay attention to every little thing that this has to do with, okay? You don't want to move into serving sizes because then you're ignoring your own gauge. And if you ignore your gauge, you're not intuitive eating anymore. Another thing I would say is if you could take the packages out of the box, if you don't need to know like the timing of it or if the timing of it is on the single package, take them out of the box, throw the box away, recycle it. Don't pay attention to it by removing it from your entire scenery. And then finally, my third tip is that when you get the guilt feeling or that emotion that comes up when you're having like more than what you would have had before. Let's say you want two of the Hot Pockets and you're starting to feel guilty and that emotion is starting to come up when you go to have the second. Stop what you're doing and do a reset. 5 minute reset. And it doesn't even have to go as long as 5 minutes. Just sit there and breathe. Relax your body and breathe. Breathe. Let the emotion be there. Let the guilt or the fear come up and allow it to pass. It'll pass within minutes. Just relax your body and then continue eating. I wouldn't eat through the guilt. I wouldn't eat through the fear. You're not going to enjoy your food if you're feeling scared while you're eating it. Okay? Those are my tips. I hope that they help. Basically, just love yourself enough to choose yourself. Okay? If you want to eat whatever amount of Hot Pockets or whatever you're having, go for it. You are your greatest guide. Okay? You are your greatest guide. And it's all just food. Remember that. It's all just food. It's no big deal. The emotion makes you feel like it's a big deal. The emotion is what makes you feel like the world is ending. Okay? All right, I hope this helps. If you have any questions, please find me on the Food Freedom Nation. That's where I hang out. That's my new hub. So find us there. Find lots of other beautiful people just like you supporting one another in this journey. All right, we'll talk soon.